Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
The MTV Music and TV Awards are over for another year, with Avengers Endgame taking out the big award of the night with Best Movie.
Tessa, unlike you and most people in this room, I'm actually old enough to have been there watching at the very moment that MTV started. So it's particularly mind-blowing to accept this award on behalf of my brother Joe and myself, and also Kevin Feige and the whole amazing team at Marvel Studios and Disney that helped make this movie what it is.
Now, a lot of people thought that Game of Thrones' Arya Stark, who's played by Macy Williams, would win the Best Hero Award. But it went to another Stark, Tony Stark, of course, who plays Iron Man from Endgame, aka Robert Downey Jr. Game of Thrones did win Best Show, though. Best Musical Moment went to A Star Is Born for the Shallow segment. Best Villain was Josh Brolin, who played Thanos in Endgame. And Sandra Bullock won for Most Frightened Performance for the Netflix hit movie Bird Box.
But seriously, I made Bird Box because my children asked me why I never made anything for them. So when Bird Box crossed my path, I knew this was a story I needed to make. And when I finished the film, I went to my babies and I said, here, mommy made this for you. And even though you can't see it until you're 21, because apparently a movie about being a mommy is a horror film, you will know when you see it that there isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson gave a heartwarming speech upon receiving the Honorary Generation Award.
I want to say thank you to MTV for this awesome, you know, really incredible, prestigious award. I also want to thank my family at home, my girls. I got a house full of strong women at home. But mainly, I want to thank the ones who make this whole thing happen. I want to thank you, the people, the fans. I thank you.
It's come out that Mel B is actually upset that Victoria Beckham didn't attend one of their Spice Girls reunion shows. She said so on an interview with Good Morning Britain.
Do I look like I know? I don't know.
You're obviously a bit...
I'm sure she has her reasons for not.
But were you a bit upset about it? That she did?
I've already said, yeah, I was upset. I still am a little bit, but, you know, it is what it is. Mm. And us girls, we all support each other no matter what, but, yeah.
And Megadeth frontman Dave Mustaine revealed Monday on his Instagram that he's been diagnosed with throat cancer. He said treatment has already begun, however, this requires that we cancel most of the shows this year. But the setback hasn't kept him from recording, as he noted that he and his bandmates are working on the follow-up to their 2016 album, Dystopia.
I've got some news for you. Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.